For decades, America has been considered one of the safest places in the world to invest. But now a shift is happening. President Trump's sweeping tariffs did come as a shock to global markets, and they're raising a big question. Are foreign investors losing their confidence in the U.S.? NPR senior business editor Raphael Nam has been following this and joins us now. Hi, Raphael.
Hey, Elsa.
Okay, so explain more. What exactly is going on here?
So I think by now most people have seen how volatile the stock market has been since President Trump unveiled his tariffs earlier this month. I mean, just today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell nearly 1,000 points, or more than 2%. What's stunning, though, is that we are also seeing declines in U.S. government bonds and the U.S. dollar, all at the same time. To have stocks, bonds, and the dollar all fall together is very rare.
Yeah.
Usually, as people get nervous and stocks fall, investors buy bonds and the dollar because they are considered to be so safe. So when I called around to ask about this, the word that came up most was unprecedented.
Unprecedented. Okay, so what are some of the explanations for why this may be happening?
Well, one explanation is that this is just a reaction to tariff news that really shocked investors. So this could be just sophisticated investors adjusting their portfolios to what many think is an extreme policy. But there is another possible explanation that has people really worried.
And what's that explanation?
Well, that foreign investors start selling off their American investments. That's the big fear. I mean, it's hard to know for sure because it's hard to track every single trade happening in financial markets and who's behind them.
Right.
But typically, when you see the major markets in a country all fall at once, it's a sign that foreign investors are heading to the exits. The Asian financial crisis back in the late 1990s is an example. Now, it's too soon to say we are in a crisis, but there are genuine concerns that, at the very least, trust in the U.S. has been shaken.
And Raphael, is that because these tariffs turned out to be so much larger than expected?
Somewhat, but it's actually more than that. The one thing investors absolutely hate is uncertainty. But that's what many investors feel they're seeing now all the time, like the chaotic firings we've seen across the federal government, for example. And now Trump is attacking the Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, for not cutting interest rates, injecting even more uncertainty. I talked to Mark Chandler from Bannockburn Capital Markets, and he put it to me this way.
You know, it takes us a long time to build up trust with friends, with wives, lovers, and yet it can be like lost in a second. And I think that trust is going to be hard for the U.S. to regain.
And that's the fear, that foreign investors will stop investing in the U.S. because their confidence is shaken.
And what would be the fallout if foreign investors did indeed stop having confidence in the U.S., you think?
The effects could be quite significant because foreign investors are so critical to the U.S. financial system. Foreign investors own more than $8 trillion of U.S. government bonds. And when they buy bonds, they're effectively lending money to the U.S.
Right.
And because there are so many investors willing to buy bonds, the U.S. doesn't have to pay out high interest rates and can continue to spend money. It's like having a credit card with low interest rates that makes spending money more affordable. But say one day that credit card company decides you're just too financially risky and decides to stop lending you money unless you're willing to pay much higher interest rates. That's the fear when it comes to foreign investors, that the U.S. will have to pay much higher interest rates to keep them, which would make it more expensive for the country to spend money.
Okay. And what do you think that would mean in terms of the U.S.'s standing in the world?
Oh, that's potentially quite historic. The U.S. financial market has been considered to be the safest in the world for decades. Could that be changing? That's what many people in markets are fearing now.
That is NPR's Raphael Nam. Thank you so much, Raphael.
Thank you, Elsa.